707 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan. There's Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. Of course, Kane keeps us in the loop on traffic. Plus, Captain Bobby stopping by this hour for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's all straight ahead. Plus, we'll, in the 8 o'clock hour, talk to Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert from Landyap, and you at 343-0106. All right, it's been like every day setting record here on number of new coronavirus cases. Yesterday, no exception.
Yeah, America sets a new daily record. 61,848 cases reported yesterday, and that is a 9.3% rate of positive cases with 662,000 tests reported. So the USA now up to 3,159,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and nearing 135,000 deaths. Yesterday, 890 deaths were reported nationally. There still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th, and we're now reaching nearly 37.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, now 46,424 confirmed cases in the state. 1,032 have died from COVID-19. We crossed that number just a couple days ago, crossed 1,000 deaths in Alabama. There have also been 467,000 total tests for Alabama and 3,006 hospitalizations since the pandemic began. Reached a new high with 1,110 people currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Yesterday, 45 new hospitalizations were reported. 1,161 new cases were added yesterday. The 7-day average right now sits at 1,140 cases per day, while the 2-week average is at a new high of 1,057 cases per day. 25 deaths reported yesterday in Alabama after 23 on Tuesday. 7-day average is 12 deaths per day, while the 14-day average right now sits at 11 deaths per day. And the state added nearly 7,000 new test results yesterday. We're averaging 7,760 test results per day over the last week and the last 2 weeks. A number that's a bit disconcerting. Over the last week, 14.7% of the test results have been COVID positive, and 13.5% of the test results over the last 2 weeks have been positive. At the local level, Mobile County added 96 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. The numbers now stand at 4,315 positive cases for Mobile and 136 that have died due to COVID-19. Baldwin County added 59 new cases yesterday. That number now stands at 1,039 positive cases with 9 deaths for Baldwin County. They have still not added a new death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. Washington County, 121 cases with 7 deaths. Clark County, 287 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 244 cases with 2 deaths. Conecuh County, 218 with 7 deaths. Escambia County has had 435 positive cases and 8 have died. Choctaw County, 199 cases with 12 deaths, and Wilcox County, 295 cases and 8 deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the numbers there, the coronavirus pandemic may cause havoc with the 2020-2021 school year. President Trump wants doors open on time, or he's going to withhold federal funding from those schools. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
There were more than 58,000 new COVID-19 cases confirmed in the U.S. Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University. That is a new single-day high. Dr. Larry Brilliant, an epidemiologist, says the U.S. is nowhere near close to being free of the coronavirus.
We're not knee-deep. We're hip-deep, and if we don't do something dramatically, we'll soon be neck-deep.
An updated model from the University of Washington predicts more than 208,000 Americans will die from the virus by November 1st. Partly because of the surge of cases in Florida, Arizona, Texas, and California. Although the Trump White House is calling on schools to reopen this fall, at least 24 states are adjusting their overall reopening plans due to the pandemic. Dr. Tom Frieden, the former head of the CDC, says, be cautious.
This is not a benign illness. Yes, for most people, they're going to be fine. But some people are going to be really sick and some people are going to die.
President Trump, in a tweet Tuesday night, touted the COVID-19 death rate is dropping. But a member of his coronavirus task force says the U.S. still needs to be cautious.
It's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. There's so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus. Don't get yourself into false complacency.
I'm John Lawrence.
Actually, let me get the actual cut from John Lawrence, even though that one was one of the cuts talking about it. This is the school cut I was looking for.
School is still out for summer, and it's too soon to tell if students will be back this fall. COVID-19 cases keep climbing across the U.S., and some health officials say there's a continuing threat. President Trump wants schools to open on schedule, tweeting Wednesday that he may cut off funding to those that stay shut. Vice President Mike Pence says efforts will be made to keep classrooms safe during the coronavirus pandemic.
There are measures we can put into place to make sure that we don't see the spread of the virus or outbreaks in individual schools by having children learn in a single classroom or learn outside as often as possible.
Ivy League schools, including Harvard and Princeton, are postponing all fall sports due to health concerns. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says the U.S. is still in the first wave of the pandemic. Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Here's the bottom line. The single most important thing we can do to keep our schools safe has nothing to do with what happens in schools. It's how well we control COVID in the community.
I'm John Lawrence.
Yeah, that's the one. So, what do you think? Back to school, it looks like August 12th for a lot of kids here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. I think there's a lot of parents that are ready for those children to go back to school. And most importantly, the children have not been in school in a long time. And I know that they did the virtual learning, but that does not work for all children. And the last thing we need is for children to fall a year behind, a half a year behind in this. Talk more about this with you coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
Well, the Ivy League said they're not playing sports in the fall, and Stanford has cut 11 of their athletic programs due to COVID-19. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine in Daphne on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communications Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, if you like to fish and love the chance to win cash and prizes, you can't miss this year's 87th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now at ADSFR.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in a legal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and a Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at ADSFR.com. And remember the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament on July 11th. In addition to the ADSFR Open Competition, anglers can enter jackpots for big game king mackerel and speckled trout. And new this year is a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot. Win a brand new Seakeeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo July 17th through 19th. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
717 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some big news in college athletics. The Ivy League became the first Division I conference to say that it will not hold sports this upcoming semester because of the coronavirus pandemic. The conference has not made a decision about playing winter or spring sports or whether fall sports could be played in the spring of 2021. Ivy League Executive Director Robin Harris told ESPN that a good number of the conference schools have placed restrictions on travel for faculty, staff, and students, which includes athletes and coaches. Some also have restrictions for visitors, stringent social distancing policies, and limitations on the sizes of group gatherings. Harris said that she can't put a timeline on when competition might resume in her conference. Stanford University announced yesterday that it will cut 11 of its varsity programs at the conclusion of the upcoming academic year as it deals with the ongoing financial ramifications of the pandemic. The 11 sports that will be discontinued are men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. A letter to the Stanford community stated that continuing to fund 36 athletic programs was, quote, not sustainable. The school did say it will honor all of its scholarship commitments and coaches' contracts and assist any athletes who wish to continue their careers elsewhere. The Ohio State Athletic Department has announced that it has paused all voluntary workouts following the results of its most recent COVID-19 testing. 7 teams are affected: football, men's and women's basketball, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The University of North Carolina also announced an outbreak of COVID-19 among its athletic department that will halt the football team's voluntary off-season workouts. In a press release, the school said it conducted 429 tests of athletes, coaches, and staff, and 37 of those tests came back positive for coronavirus. The football team's workouts, which are led by players without coaches present, will be paused for at least 1 week. In NFL news, San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert has requested a trade as he's been attempting to negotiate for a new contract with the team. Mostert had a breakout season in 2019. He helped fuel the team's run to Super Bowl 54, running for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. The 28-year-old is scheduled to earn $3.15 million in 2020 and has 2 years remaining on his contract. In NASCAR news, 7-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson will race this Sunday at Kentucky Speedway after having 2 negative COVID-19 tests. Johnson missed the first race of his Cup career when he tested positive last Friday. He was tested after his wife received a positive result. Hendrick Motorsports said that Johnson tested negative on Monday and Tuesday and will return to the number 48 Chevrolet at Kentucky. Johnson, the only NASCAR driver to test positive for coronavirus since the series resumed racing on May 17th, he's scheduled to retire from full-time NASCAR competition at the end of this season. In golf, the PGA Tour hits the links again this morning for round one of the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village Golf Club in Ohio. It's a star-studded field with Justin Thomas set to play alongside Brooks Koepka and Jason Day. They began their round at 6:45 this morning. Thomas is the pre-tournament favorite with 11-1 odds. He's followed by Jon Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama, Koepka, and Brooks Cantlay. Live TV coverage begins at 2 this afternoon on the Golf Channel. And AL.com reports that Hank Aaron Stadium will host 4 years of the Southern States Athletic Conference's baseball championships starting in 2021. Schools in the conference include the University of Mobile, Faulkner University in Montgomery, Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, and Loyola University in New Orleans. 6 other member schools are based in Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. 7:21 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pierce Law Firm, .com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Again, a good ride across the Bayway. The causeway from the 1065 split, Halls Mill and Range Line Road. Watch your speed. You've got radar there. Also northbound 65 in Saraland, but no wrecks in the roadways. Deep South Speedway racing this Saturday night, July 11th, with the Great American Bash in Loxley. It was rained out last Saturday. You'll see seven divisions of dirt cars. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Look at our work week forecast. Peek forward to the weekend ahead. Also, if you go to our website and check out three big things, top news stories of the day. Out of Washington, the question is President Trump's tax returns. That's what they're going to discuss today. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
One of the outstanding cases involves whether President Trump should be required to release his financial records. Some congressional committees and federal prosecutors have been seeking those records as part of their ongoing investigations into the president's financial dealings. The president has claimed complete immunity from criminal prosecution while in office. That assertion is being put to the test with this case. So is the role of Congress and whether it can carry out its broad oversight authority as prescribed by the Constitution as part of the system of checks and balances. Should the court rule in the president's favor, it could cement the Trump administration's unique definition of presidential power. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right. Though if President Trump loses, how much of that material would go public is another question in that. But that's to be ruled on today in the Supreme Court. So the tax records out there. And then what is, you know, we've had presidents in the past release them. Right, it was almost ceremonially.
Yeah.
They do that. They'll do the health checkup and then the taxes. Right.
Right, and you know, it seems like Trump himself or Trump administration has been in court a lot recently with the couple of tell-all books, quote unquote tell-all books.
Yeah, what
with
is
John
this
Bolton
one in. From? Yeah, the, not in the Bolton one, but now this. What is it, like a niece or something?
Yeah, his niece, Mary Trump, and she has this book that's coming out soon, Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the Most Dangerous President, is the name of the new book coming out. And I guess one of the stories in there that a lot of people have been talking about is that the president, she says, had someone take his SATs for him before he went to school at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. So that's been a major topic. But remember, they tried to stop the publication of John Bolton's book, which came out, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and failed on that. And then also trying to keep this book from coming out. But it looks like it will also be released here soon.
Well, that's the formula, right? You either are related or you go to work in the White House, right? And then you leave and you walk into a book contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the formula.
I mean, how many people that have been in the Trump White House have released books?
There's
been so many.
Because it was It was Cliff had the first one out, didn't he?
Yeah, Cliff Sims, formerly of Yellowhammer News.
Right, used to be on the show with us a good bit.
Right.
He went to work for the Trump administration. I think his book was the first, or was Omarosa? He was before Omarosa's book.
I don't remember who was first. I know Mad Dog Mattis also put out a book.
One, two, three, four.
So quite
Spicer
a few.
Spicer five. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that they're all like bad or anything, but five. Bolton six. I'm missing somebody else in there. So I bet you they're people that worked in the White House. We'll have to figure that. Are there 10?
Are there 10 people
that worked in the White House that have put a book out?
There very well could be, and I would bet that no administration before has had that many people release books during the same during the first term that the president's still serving out.
Yeah, so we have not thought about this by the numbers. We may have to look at that. How many people have, you know, and is this, you know, every time somebody's getting hired on with the Trump administration, are they going, okay, so I'm in, I do 6 months, and then I start the book. Can I start the book before I get fired? How does that work? All right, we'll talk about weather with Dr. Bill. Maybe we'll get some commentary on the Trump White House from him, but most likely he'll just talk about weather.
Yeah, it's sand in the air still.
Yeah, that's right. The sand is our friend. The Saharan dust is our friend. He's going to explain that when we come back. 728, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communications Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, y'all. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is closed on July 4th to celebrate Independence Day, but free delivery up to 25 miles has been extended for one more week. Buy any Liberty Long Gun safe, and they'll deliver ground floor up to 25 miles absolutely free. And check out all the specials in their showroom. Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt, or go to MikeWardSafeSuperstore.com and place an order there. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else?
The U.S. has set a new record of more than 59,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday. Correspondent Rosa Flores reports it comes as the nation grapples with school and fall classes.
The state of Florida is requiring schools to reopen with in-person instruction in the fall. Now, we checked with two superintendents yesterday, both here in Miami-Dade and in Broward counties, and they say that so long as these two counties are in phase one, they are not going to reopen for in-person instruction.
The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases have doubled in the last 6 weeks to 12 million worldwide, and the agency says the pandemic is accelerating. A powerful tornado damaged farms and left one person dead in western Minnesota overnight as severe storms moved across parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street, Dow futures down about 30 points right now, just ahead of the release of the latest unemployment numbers. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon is postponing its marquee shopping event Prime Day until at least early October. The company had previously targeted September as the potential timing for Prime Day, but Amazon has informed third-party sellers that the date could be pushed back another month. An Amazon email advises sellers to use the week of October 5th as a placeholder date for Prime Day promotions and coupons. The Federal Reserve says only one mega bank will be participating in its Main Street lending program, Bank of America. Only one other top 10 bank, Truist, is on the list of participating banks. The program was established to provide loans for small and mid-sized businesses. Twitter shares rose more than 7% yesterday after the company posted a job listing saying it was building a subscription platform under the codename Gryphon. The company revealed little about the new pay platform, though it said it would work with its payments and Twitter.com teams. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And if you love humidity, this is perfect. Today's, today and yesterday and then tomorrow, probably, to October or so, we're like this now?
Yeah. Well, to add to this whole picture now, we've got some really hot temperatures coming up weekend. And add that to the humidity that we now have, and after all of this rain, and we've got kind of some uncomfortable temperatures for the next week or so. But starting today, we should have some sunshine this morning, then a few thunderstorms this afternoon, and high today, we'll get into the 90s, about 92 degrees, and the heat index up around 105. Now, tonight, we may see some isolated thunderstorms around the evening. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, we'll start out again, mostly sunny skies with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. This is about what we expect this time of the year. But the high tomorrow will be up around 94 to 95 degrees, and the heat index tomorrow afternoon will be near 110. As for the weekend, well, mostly sunny skies and then some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high temperatures both days in the mid-90s. With that heat index approaching 110 for both days this weekend. And the hot weather will continue Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-90s and, of course, a few afternoon thunderstorms.
All right. Let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
Well, we have a low-pressure area right now off the North Carolina coast, and it has the potential of becoming a tropical system. It's now over the Gulf Stream, and it will be possibly developing into a tropical depression or a minimal tropical storm, and it will gradually move right along the Atlantic seaboard up toward New Jersey and New York over the next couple of days, being really a rain producer. Elsewhere in the tropics, well, looks good in the Gulf of Mexico and also the Caribbean. And out in the Atlantic, we have a couple of tropical waves. One very large one's come off the African coast, another one about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. And we'll see if those hold together. Lately, of course, they've been facing some very dry air and dust across the Atlantic. But if that the dust begins to fade out and moisture starts returning to the atmosphere in that area, then we're going to see a lot of activity in the Atlantic. So two tropical waves right now, and we'll see if they make it all the way to the Caribbean.
But right now we have dust to thank for the limitations on those storms.
We are protected by dust, yes.
Okay. So, a good thing. Then go dust. Yay, dust. Go dust, go. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert and dust forecaster as well. Who knew? Well, you know, it's 2020. I don't want to tempt fate, but there's hardly anything that would surprise me in 2020.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Hopefully dust is the only thing other than normal weather that he has to report on.
I don't know how locusts would affect the formation of tropical weather. You mean like, well, Sean Dalton, you know, these locusts are, shading things out, and we're not going to have as bad of a hurricane season because all the plague of locusts flying over.
Hey, if there's ever a year where we will see Sharknado or Sharkacane, it's this year.
Yeah, and don't tempt fate. Please don't tempt fate. All right. 7:38. On the way, we'll check in with Kane for traffic. That's coming up in just 1 minute. Plus, Captain Bobby Abruscato on the way with the fishing report. Dalton's got sports, got headlines, all that good stuff coming up next.
Two kinds of people run for office: leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission, but he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Professional Collision, 7 locations, are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, eastbound I-10 Bayway outside the tunnel, have got two vehicles involved in an accident without injuries, starting to slow up traffic. Ziegler Boulevard, east of Middle Ring Road, and animal controls called out to wrangle a peacock in the middle of the roadway, so be careful there, but know the wrecks are delays. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59 and Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, and barbecue ribs, and all the free pass-arounds. The okra, fried potatoes, and all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. It's Lambert's Cafe in Foley. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank goodness some things are the same, bringing us back to days of old. Peacocks in the road.
I love it.
Let's see. I'm trying to find an update here. If that's that same peacock that had terrorized Spring Hill. Let's see if we get an update here. Remember that last year or 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2 years ago. And I'm still seeing people post up once in a while on social media. They got a peacock in town spotted.
Is that peacock still feral, or is that somebody own that peacock?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's gone completely feral. If it's just if it's set up its own life in the woods and it's doing, you know, peacocks will let you know they're there too.
Yeah,
the peacock call.
It's tough for them to hide.
Any of y'all there, can you give us some first-hand account of what the peacock's doing in traffic there to cause issues out there?
Now, if we can get the peacock on the diverging diamond, then we have a story.
Holy cow. Okay, don't tell anybody because we'll get in trouble, but let's get a peacock. Let's go over to Malbus and let's somehow get peacocks multiple and see if they can navigate the diverging diamond.
I love it. That sounds like a great idea.
But don't, because we'll get in trouble if they find out we did it. So we keep that on the deal. All right, 7:41, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I want to, one story that came out, we've heard a little bit about this, I guess it was 2-3 weeks ago. Now it's more discussion on COVID-19 and antibodies, right? We talk about the antibody test, and people have been saying, okay, you get the antibody test. Well, what about if you can get the say you get tested,
right?
You get tested and you've got the antibodies, means you had COVID-19, but you figure, okay, now I'm okay, right? Now I don't have it.
Yeah, you would think you would have some immunity for at least, you know, pretty long time.
But now they're saying that not so fast, that you may not have the immunity for very long at all.
Mm.
It said, let's see, first coronavirus antibody study conducted in Nevada suggests COVID-19 test results dramatically underestimate the number of people who actually been infected by the disease. Joint study of the concluded that 4 to 5 times more people have been infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 than have been formally confirmed as positive cases date back in the study. Based on blood tests for antibodies, June's study indicates 2.3% of adults in this Washoe County in Nevada had an infection or exposure resulting in an immune response to the virus. So, once again, 2.3% of adults had an infection or exposure resulting in an immune response to the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Means after this period of time, I guess you're not immune to it again. And obviously, this is very early studies out there, but it's interesting that it's. I guess we get this idea, right, that if you contract coronavirus, the good news is, then you wouldn't get it again anytime soon. And once again, this is just one study, y'all. This doesn't mean this is the truth. Lord knows, give it a week and it may change. But right now what they're saying is in pretty short order in some of these people, they lose their immunity to COVID-19.
Well, having immunity was the basis of all
herd immunity
ideas out there. And if you can catch this again, I think I'm no scientist. I'm no epidemiologist, obviously.
Right.
But if this is from the family of coronavirus, which, you know, common mm-hmm. cold is a coronavirus, mm-hmm. you can catch the cold over and over again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you have immunity.
It makes a good point.
I'm not sure, but if that's the case, I don't know how that lines up, but that's some really scary stuff. If you're only immune for, you know, 2-3 months or even less.
Yeah, even less, they were saying, in some of those cases.
Oh, man. Then just going
study
through it over
indicated.
And over.
Only 2.3% of the adults that had an infection or exposure resulting in an immune response to the virus.
Mm.
So, just one study. Doesn't mean it's, you know, God's honest truth on this, but it's something to look into. I really wish it'd be flipped around that 98% of the people who've been exposed were still, you know, resistant to it a year later.
And there is that study, but also you'd think that, you know, we've been going through this for months now, and there's been some pretty high-profile cases of coronavirus from some celebrities. You'd think at some point we would have heard that somebody's had it again, if that's the case.
The round tours?
Yeah, the round tours. And I haven't seen any famous people, which are the ones that grab the headlines. I haven't seen any of them that have had it before catch it again. So at least there's that going for us in our favor.
All right, 7:45, coming right back. News on the way, and Dalton's got sports.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. As we enter the second half of summer, our current schedule of sports events includes competitions in youth basketball, youth baseball, softball, and even turkey calling. For more info, as well as daily updates, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communication Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message, paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and we start with some big news in college athletics. The Ivy League became the first Division I conference to say that it will not hold sports this upcoming semester because of the coronavirus pandemic. The conference has not made a decision about playing winter or spring sports, or whether fall sports could be played in the spring of 2021. Ivy League Executive Director Robin Harris told ESPN that a good number of the conference schools have placed restrictions on travel for faculty, staff, and students, which includes athletes and coaches. Some also have restrictions for visitors, stringent social distancing policies, and limitations on the sizes of group gatherings. Harris said that she can't put a timeline on when competition might resume in her conference. The Ohio State Athletic Department has announced that it's paused all voluntary workouts following the results of its most recent COVID-19 testing. 7 teams are affected: football, men's and women's basketball, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The University of North Carolina also announced an outbreak of COVID-19 among its athletic department that will halt the football team's voluntary off-season workouts. In a press release, the school said it conducted 429 tests of athletes, coaches, and staff, and 37 of those tests came back positive for coronavirus. The football team's workouts, which are led by players without coaches present, will be paused for at least 1 week. In NASCAR news, 7-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson will race this Sunday at Kentucky Speedway after having 2 negative COVID-19 tests. Johnson missed the first race of his Cup career when he tested positive last Friday. He was tested after his wife received a positive result. Hendrick Motorsports said Johnson tested negative on Monday and Tuesday and will return to the number 48 Chevrolet at Kentucky. Johnson's the only NASCAR driver to test positive for coronavirus since the series resumed racing on May 17th. He's scheduled to retire from full-time NASCAR competition at the end of the season. And AL.com reports that Hank Aaron Stadium will host 4 years of the Southern States Athletic Conference's baseball championships starting in 2021. Schools in the conference include the University of Mobile, Faulkner University in Montgomery, Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, and Loyola University in New Orleans. 6 other member schools are based in Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. 751 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report straight ahead.
you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, still seeing delays now eastbound I-10 outside the George Wallace Tunnel. We've got an accident that's been tying up traffic for a while. Ziegler Boulevard east of Middle Ring Road. Again, they've got a peacock in the middle of the roadway and Highway 104 at 181 at Fairhope. Also, we've got another accident with road blockage. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts and you can buy a new or used cart, too. See what they offer online at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Yeah, the whole crew there just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear that this man uses to get him caught. Star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, man. And I'm excited because Saturday, the Utes are fishing in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. While, you know, some of the things, like we're not going to get the hot dog and, well, the kids. Not that I ever took their hot dog or Coke or Golden Flake chips.
Right. Now, this is Bobby you're talking to.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I got a little sampling of what the kids were eating. Not doing that, but the kids are still fishing in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, and it's going to be exciting. Kids love to go fishing, and I know parents love to watch kids fish.
Yep, and, you know, and it's like with all this mess going on, as you mentioned, it's not going to be exactly the same, but the fish is still there, and that's really what it's all about. You know, and I had the opportunity this morning to fish with some young people, father and a couple of young men, and we're just having a blast. And I was just thinking about it before you called. You know, we want to talk about this. This is a classic, young person's fishing trip we're on right now. Nothing but action. It's been nonstop, two and three at a time. You know, we're not setting any state records or anything, but the course are going down, and everybody's having a blast. And I always like to think that way when I'm taking young people. You know, to me, the best thing is just watching those corks go down and rods getting bent, fish coming over the side and everything. So think about that if you're taking some young people and get out there and try and make sure that there's some action going on, have plenty of food and stuff on the boat, drinks and that sort of thing. I gotta take a break for a second while I did this report, and that's what they're doing right now. So we want to support the rodeo. Even with not being able to have the all of the activities that we have in the past, these people still work their butts off all year, you know, getting this thing ready. So
and it's a charity.
Going fishing, pick up a ticket and jump in and support them.
That's what, you know, I was saying that, been saying it for weeks. People forget, even with all those changes, the JCs, like you said, volunteer, do all this work themselves, and that money goes right back to charities here at home. It is a charity event. Even though it's the world's largest multi-day fishing tournament, we love it for the rodeo. It is a charity event that brings money to charities in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
That's right. They're not getting paid to do what they're doing. And believe me, I've been with them, and seen the kind of work they do, not just the rodeo guys, but the wives, too, how hard they work.
You
know? So, again, all that money goes to the right places. You know, all that work they're doing is provide money to the right places. So let's get out there and support them this weekend and next weekend.
That's for sure. Okay. You mentioned the kind of fishing you're doing, perfect for kids. You know, I'm a kid at heart. You and I have been running together we've been running together for decades, Bobby. So, you know, I like watching corks go down, too. Give us an idea. What are you doing to watch corks go down? Where are you? Are we deep? We shallow? We in the sound? We in the bay? Are we off the beach? What are we doing?
best bet for action is fishing deep structure right now. What you want to do is just get on any kind of structure in the form of rigs or reefs, that sort of thing. Some of them are marked, some are. We're fishing a mark wreck today, but anything like that in deeper water. You know, you can cast out there, get a bait on the end of the line. Shrimp's always the best. Get a bait on the end of the line. Get your baits down there in about the lower third of the water column. You know, and you can just sit there and kind of wait on a bite. It's not one of these real technical fishing to where you have to do a lot of casting and accurate casting and working a lure a certain way. This thing is just chunking out there. And to me, that's just the best way to do it. You know, and it really fits the pattern where we're at right now. That's good summertime fishing. Even though we've had some wind this week and some storms have cooled the water temperature, it's still in summertime ranges. So your best bet's going to be on some of this structure throughout the sound and the bay. And as far as I know, we're supposed to have fairly decent weather this weekend too. So hopefully that'll all work out too.
Let's talk about getting the parents and the kids on a trip with you. And how do they get a trip booked with the A-Team?
Go to ateamfishing.com and there's contact us information. By the way, one last thing on action, and I'm sitting here looking at about 100 yards from us. A lot of bird schools around right now, too, guys. Don't pass gulls. Yeah, don't pass gulls. If you want some action, just get upwind from them, cast right into where they're diving, and that's just about guaranteed action.
Love it. Captain Bobby, as always, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Epperscotto and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses to do that catching. Those corks he's watching go down the whole nine yards at McCoy Outdoor Company. And tell Chippy I said hi when you go by, all right? Call him Chippy, too. And I say, hey, Sean. Sean says hi, Chippy. Watch his reaction. Maybe video that for me. All right, be right back.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5.